shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
The UNC Board of Trustees will have their first full meeting for the first time this morning since two campus lockdowns in less than 3 weeks. Just ahead, how the university is emphasizing school safety.
And we're looking at another cool day, but we'll likely see a bit more sunshine this afternoon and a slow warm up as we get into the weekend. I'll show you what to expect.
And explosive moments during the second Republican presidential debate. Donald Trump may have been absent, but that did not stop the verbal attacks.
You're not here tonight because you're afraid of being on the stage and defending your record.
This morning, we'll go over the key issues that led to the most clashes as new poll numbers show Trump and President Joe Biden neck and neck if the election were held today. It is 4:30, a lot to tell you about on this Thursday. We made it to Thursday, and it's been a nice, cool week. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, Friday Eve. There's a lot going on in that debate last night. There's a lot going on today. Weather-wise, maybe we get the same look as yesterday. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. It is starting out that way, certainly.
It is starting out that way. A lot of cloud cover out there. You might run into a little bit of drizzle. It's just a little bit breezy. You can see the flags here in front of the legislative building. This afternoon, it'll be slightly warmer than yesterday, and we might see a few peaks of sunshine. We're not going to see widespread clearing, though. Right now, 63. We still have our wind coming out of the northeast, and until that shifts, we're going to be seeing a good bit of cloud cover. But that does start to change. We'd have the top of the tower lit up in purple for cloudy skies this morning, and you can see the percentage of the sky covered with clouds today. So it's a good 80 to 90% this morning, and then it drops back to 70 to 80 this afternoon. So again, we're not going to completely clear out, but there may be a few breaks in the clouds, but there could also be some sprinkles or drizzle. It's a fairly pleasant temperature as you head out this morning. 57 in Roxboro, 58 South Hill, 62 in Goldsboro, 61 in Southern Pines. We take a look at our forecast hour by hour. We were in the 60s all day yesterday. We're in the 60s at lunchtime today, but we should climb into the mid-70s this afternoon. Our temperatures do warm up significantly by the end of the weekend and into early next week. I'll show you what to expect coming up.
Breaking news we're following this morning. One person is hurt after a stabbing in Durham. Police responded near Wabash Street and Moore Place shortly before 3 this morning. This is video from our breaking news tracker at that scene. No word on a suspect, and we're still working to learn the victim's condition and what led up to that incident.
An arrest has been made for a sexual assault in a campus dorm at North Carolina Central University. University police say they arrested a student in connection with that assault. It happened inside a restroom at the Benjamin Ruffin Residence Hall between 1 and 2 yesterday morning. Police say the suspect and woman knew each other and there was no unlawful entry into the residence hall. We're working to find out the name of the person arrested and what charges they face.
Today marks 1 month since a deadly campus shooting sent shockwaves through students and faculty at UNC. The Board of Trustees is holding its first full meeting today since that tragedy. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live now. Kelsey, walk us through what we might expect from this. Will they address some of those safety concerns?
Well, Jeff, good morning. That meeting starts here on campus at the Carolina Inn in just a few hours. And one of the most important things to note about this meeting is that UNC's chief of police and their director of emergency management and planning are on schedule to speak today. And this comes after the campus has been on lockdown twice this semester. Today marks 1 month since the school went under lockdown after a campus shooting that left one faculty member dead and thousands of students, faculty and staff in a panic. The second lockdown happened just over 2 weeks later when a man waved a gun at a campus bagel shop. Now, earlier this month, the university's chancellor announced that the school is going to start a new online survey so that the campus community can offer feedback on how they responded to the deadly shooting. And today's meeting is scheduled for this morning at 9 o'clock. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Chapel Hill.
And Durham police, meantime, working to track down a suspect who they say shot and killed someone in broad daylight. Investigators say it happened in the parking lot of Hillside Park. It's on Fayetteville Street. WRL breaking news tracker was on that scene yesterday afternoon, just before 4. A witness tells WRL a large group of people was in the parking lot moments before shots were fired there. And we're working to learn the name of the person who was killed.
A 13-year-old boy is recovering this morning after he was hit by a car while crossing the street. It happened at the intersection of Jones Franklin Road and Athens Drive in Raleigh. Police say the child was with two friends when it happened yesterday afternoon. We're told the teen is expected to be okay. No word on whether the driver will be charged.
The first of two 20-story apartment buildings overlooking Dix Park will be revealed today. The $700 million project is called The Weld. It'll be home to local businesses and hundreds of apartments. The two towers will be on the corner of Lake Wheeler Road and Hamel Drive, right across the street from where the new Gibson Play Plaza will be. The big reveal and announcement of a gift to Dix Park will be at 11 o'clock this morning.
There will be a virtual listening session this afternoon to learn more about proposed changes to Wake County's noise ordinance. The current noise ordinance has been around without many changes since the 1980s. City staff believe now is the time to update the legislation, including what sounds are exempt, how the ordinance is enforced, and what proper punishments should be. The meeting begins at 12:30 p.m. You can join by visiting wake.gov/noise.
Today, House Republicans will hold their first impeachment inquiry hearing into President Biden on Capitol Hill, where you're looking live. The House Oversight Committee will hold today's hearing in the attempt to explain why an inquiry is necessary. Republican leaders claim Biden was involved in and personally profited from his family's foreign business dealings. So far, they have not shown any direct evidence to back up the claims. The hearing will get started at 10 this morning.
Seven candidates for the GOP presidential nomination are clamoring for the spotlight and taking their chance to attack former President Donald Trump as he remains absent from the debate stage. Trump's challengers took the stage at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California last night for their second debate. His nearest polling rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, was among the people who took aim at Trump.
Donald Trump is missing in action. He should be on this stage tonight. He owes it to you to defend his record where they added $7.8 trillion to the debt.
You're not here tonight, not because of polls and not because of your indictments. You're not here tonight because you're afraid of being on the stage and defending your record.
The candidates also clashed over where to spend taxpayer dollars, from supporting Ukraine against Russia to securing the southern border. A new NBC News poll shows Trump is in a dead heat with President Biden.
The 82nd Airborne Division Chorus had one more chance to take the stage last night during the live finale of America's Got Talent.
Oh, diddly, bo, diddly, have you heard?
Oh, diddly, bo, diddly, have you heard?
We're gonna jump from a big iron bird.
We're gonna jump from a big iron bird. Send
up hook. Yeah, they opened the show last night as we learned the results of America's vote. In the end, the 82nd Airborne was not chosen as the winner of the $1 million prize. That honor went to trainer Adrian Stoica, his dog Hurricane. No matter the result, though, we are proud of our men and women in uniform and their accomplishments straight out of Fort Liberty. Love it. For the second time this year, the Powerball jackpot nears $1 billion. No one won last night's drawing. The numbers, 1, 7, 46, 47, 63. Powerball was 7. The multiplier was 3. Now the jackpot is an estimated $925 million in the next drawing. And if you win, the cash value is a little more than $432 million. That next drawing is Saturday night right here on WRAL.
Oh, and Jeff, speaking of billion-dollar jackpots, the Florida Mega Millions winner has finally claimed the prize. The player, who is remaining anonymous for now, won $1.6 billion back in August. The winning ticket was sold at a Publix in Neptune Beach, Florida. Lottery officials did not say if the person chose to go with the lump sum of nearly $795 million or the full jackpot. They get it in annual payments.
We're just days away from the start of payments for student loan borrowers. Many say the extra bill will be crippling in today's economy. Just ahead, what the average borrower is expected to owe each month.
And raising money for a great cause. A member of the WRL team is facing her fear and going over the edge. Coming up, would you be brave enough to rappel down a 30-story building?
And we'll give you this live look of Durham, the Bull City this morning. Pleasant fall temperatures continue. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will bring us a look at the forecast just ahead.
from the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
442, a nice quiet start this morning. Temperatures are mostly in the 60s, 62 in Wilson, 63 in Durham, 63 in Fayetteville, and it is cloudy like it's been the last several days. We might see a few hints of sunshine this afternoon, but getting into the weekend, we should see more sunshine. Temperatures begin to warm up. We start to see this gray and slightly drizzly pattern breaking down. Temperatures are going to range from the upper 50s to mid 60s as you're heading out the door this morning, but lots of cloud cover. Still really good temperatures for running as we dip into the upper 50s and low 60s. This morning. We'll be in the mid-70s this afternoon. That'll be really nice for a walk in the evening. After you get off work, temperatures will still be in the low 70s. A good-looking weekend and lots of events happening. I'll have the forecast for lots of those coming up.
Breaking news, a car chase in Durham ends with a crash into a tree and power pole just a few hours ago. WRL's Brett Deese was at the scene on Clayton Road from the WRL Breaking News Tracker.
Around 1 a.m., Durham County Sheriff's deputies say a pursuit on Cheek Road hardly began before the driver lost control of his car here. He crashed it into a power pole along Clayton Road near Glen Rose Drive. The power pole snapped at its base. The driver also hit a tree. You can see all the damage done to the car itself. Deputies tell me the man was arrested and taken to the hospital to be treated for minor injuries. I'm working to learn who that man is and why deputies were trying to pull him over in the first place. Duke Energy was called to the scene to replace the pole. Brett Neese, WRL News, Durham.
Hillsborough police arrested a 17-year-old for a deadly shooting that happened earlier this month. Police took that teen into custody yesterday afternoon in Durham. The shooting killed a 20-year-old Durham man and hospitalized an 18-year-old Hillsborough woman. The team faces numerous charges, including first-degree murder and robbery with a dangerous weapon. Because of age, an identity has not been released at this time.
A North Carolina Homeowners Association is asking a man to take down his pride flag. Nick Crowley has flown his pride flag in his Union County neighborhood for nearly 20 years, so he was surprised to get a violation. The letter says only American flags are allowed on the properties. Other neighbors have flags representing different countries and sports teams. Those neighbors say they haven't received a violation.
I was hurt. I was very hurt.
The letter says he could be fined if the matter is not addressed. 10 years ago, he says he received a similar notice and consulted an attorney, but he believed the issue was resolved.
There's one thing the Senate agrees on, and it's a new dress code. They voted unanimously Wednesday to establish a dress code for men on the Senate floor. It's in response to the rules being relaxed for Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Letterman. Now, this move requires men wear business attire, which is defined in the resolution as a coat, tie, and slacks or other long pants.
New numbers out show COVID-19 is not spreading as quickly as it did last week. Hospitalizations, emergency department visits for COVID symptoms, and wastewater data are all down. Numbers are still higher when compared to late spring or early summer. Doctors suggest that you take precautions to avoid getting the virus and get the latest COVID vaccine.
2 months after Mediterranean Deli in Chapel Hill burned down, overwhelming support poured in, made the new location takeout order possible. Now, this new takeout location, just a minute's walk down the road from the original restaurant. Money raised from a GoFundMe kept employees paid while they worked to get to-go orders together and get them back up and running. The owner of Med Deli says the outpouring of support helped get them through.
Honestly, it's overwhelming. It's almost making me feel uncomfortable in this, the support in this. It's amazing.
Med Deli is in the process of rebuilding at the original location. For now, they will offer catering and takeout from 4 to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
Many people who have student loans say they are facing payment shock. They will owe payments on their loans next month for the first time in more than 3 years. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says 1 in 5 people with student loans are likely to struggle as payments resume. And according to a survey by Bankrate, nearly a quarter of Americans with student loan debt say borrowing too much is their biggest financial regret.
The numbers are so unreal and astronomical that I can't even fathom making a payment.
If I had that ability to talk to my younger self, I would have never, ever gone for that law degree. These student loans have been a noose around my neck for 20 years.
According to federal education data, the average student loan borrowed owes more than $37,000. The average payment is around $300 a month.
The over-the-edge fundraiser for Special Olympics North Carolina is this Friday, tomorrow. WRL's Ashley Rowe is taking part this year. She will rappel 30 stories down the side of the Wells Fargo building on Fayetteville Street. Some of our other WRL colleagues have done this in the past. Elizabeth Gardner has done it. Casey Hintz. Organizers say the Special Olympic athletes are the inspiration for this event. Over the Edge forces the participants to get a little bit outside their comfort zone, or maybe a lot outside it. They try something that might not come so easily to them.
Elizabeth knows a little bit about that, certainly. Elizabeth, what advice would you give to your successor?
Don't look down. I had the privilege of going a couple of days early and just standing there and just looking down. I just got my whole fill of looking down so that when I got there that day to do it, I didn't have to look down. I was surprised. I thought once I went over the edge, I would feel more comfortable, but it was still really scary until about halfway down. 30 stories up is really, really tall. Heading out the door this morning, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies, 63 degrees, or 2.57, so it feels pretty comfortable out there. We'll stay in the 60s all the way through lunchtime, but it will be a little warmer this afternoon. We have a low pressure system sitting offshore that's still funneling some cool, moist air into the region, bringing us that cloud cover. We have another low that's back to our north and west. That one stays to our north. And as this low moves away, we'll start to dry things out a little bit and begin to gradually see a little bit more sunshine. With that low sitting offshore, we're seeing our winds not gusty, but a little breezy out of the northeast, anywhere from 5 to 10 miles per hour. And we may end up seeing some gusts this morning up to 15, maybe up to 20 miles per hour. And that should begin to die down a little bit, especially later on today as that low gradually moves away from us. Around town, definitely starting with cloud cover this morning, a little bit of drizzle possible. 74 in Raleigh, 72 Durham, 77 in Fayetteville. Might have a few peaks of sunshine. We take a look at Futurecast and it shows a lot of cloud cover, a little bit of drizzle possible from time to time. There might be a few holes in the clouds, but we're definitely not going to clear things out completely. So a little peak of sun here or there. 79 is our normal high. So our temperatures really going forward will be very close to that. 74 today, 80 tomorrow, 79 Saturday, 78 Sunday, 81 Monday. So we're just going to hold it right there near normal and add some more sunshine into our forecast. Tomorrow you'll notice it as we climb to 80 degrees. It's going to make for a really nice bluegrass festival afternoon, Friday and Saturday with a good bit of sunshine and very pleasant temperatures. So if you're headed down to Raleigh for that, it looks good. Football Friday also looking very nice. Kickoff times about mid-70s or so, and then dropping into the 60s by the end of the game under partly cloudy skies, so looking good there too. 7-day forecast, again, looking really nice. We have very little rain in our forecast. Of course, we had a lot of rain last weekend, but coming up, we'll take a look at the drought monitor and see how we stand.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Talk about an unwanted neighbor here. A bobcat spotted walking in someone's front yard right near their door. We'll tell you where this happened and why you may not be too surprised.
Plus, we're looking at the future of the IBMA World Bluegrass Festival as it prepares to kick off this weekend in Raleigh.
.454 is the time right now on your Thursday morning. This is a beautiful look at Beaufort right now this morning. And we are expecting some of the clouds that you see down there by the beach to hang around with us for most of today up here in the Triangle. This year's IBMA World of Bluegrass Festival will be the second to last in Raleigh. The International Bluegrass Music Association announced the longtime festival will have one last run in Raleigh next year. In 2025, then, organizers say they plan to create a new festival with a broader range of roots music. IBMA says it'll announce its new host city by the end of the year.
Imagine driving in your neighborhood and you see a bobcat. Check out this video. This was in Carrollton, Texas, just outside of Dallas. You can see the big kitty walking right near someone's front door. Mason Lane captured the scary moments on camera. He says he warned some neighbors before he left. However, he says he's not sure what happened to the cat once he drove away.
That is a big
old
bobcat.
That's a sizable one.
Yeah, for certain. And if you didn't get some video of it or you weren't really paying attention, you might just think it's somebody's dog or something walking around the yard there. But
yeah, boy, from a distance. But in that video,
that is a big bobcat. Scary.
Hope it finds its way home.
Bobcats to Panthers here, the Carolina Panthers. Quarterback Bryce Young is back on the gridiron, returning to practice yesterday after missing last week with an ankle injury. Initially, it was believed he'd miss up to two games, but if Young has a great week of practice with no setbacks, it looks like he'll be back as the starter on Sunday. And we're all waiting to see if the Panthers can get the first win of the season. They take on the Minnesota Vikings. Also looking for their win number one. And you can watch that at 1 o'clock on Fox 50 Sunday. It's followed by the Patriots-Cowboys game. After that's over, tune in to WRL for Football Night in America. Sunday Night Football. And Taylor Swift's favorite team for now, anyway, Kansas City Chiefs, right? Taking on the New York Jets at 8:15. Will she be there, Renee?
Next at 5, breaking news in Durham, where a car chase ends in a crash. Coming up, what we know about the driver this morning and why authorities tried to pull him over.
And who wouldn't appreciate a view of Dix Park from their balcony? That could be coming with two 20-story apartments planned for the area. Details on the new construction ahead at 5.
And a school bus goes up in flames after crashing into a car. A look at the dramatic accident and how the students and driver are doing this morning.